The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. So today is day 5 and pricing your inventory to make a profit. So in day 4 we said you'd already done the hard bit, and for most sellers sourcing is just that. But selling your goods at the right price without the right approach can make achieving consistent profits a struggle. So you can manage your inventory in Seller Central in the Manage Inventory screen with various filters and drop downs to see what you have in stock. It's limited in what it offers in terms of managing your pricing to make sales and profit. The Seller app is a quick and easy way to access your account. You can view competition and you can also change your pricing. So for some this will be enough if they have little competition or at least dormant competition on their listings. But this is rare, and most sellers have employed reprices to manage their pricing and in some cases have made some really excellent profits as a result. So the dynamic nature of the Amazon marketplace means that prices change frequently, so it's vital that you stay competitive. And today we'll kind of look into the options sellers have for pricing and help you decide how to manage yours to make the most profit. So first of all, there's manual pricing, so using Amazon to price your inventory. It happens to every seller probably every day. You've listed a product, you've analysed it to death, and you've worked out how you're going to get a nice healthy profit, even if the price dips a bit, but the price then dips a lot. So there are a couple of ways to change the price of your product on Seller Central, though obviously you need to take care to know your profit margins and your fees when you do that. Following the price down just to chase a sale can be a dangerous habit to get into, and it isn't sustainable because obviously you want to be growing your business and growing your profit. If you've been using BuyBot Pro to analyse your deal, you can use it to assess how well it will perform at different selling prices. Manually inputting different prices, we use the ROI table and use the ROI analysis to understand what difference a change might make. Without a deal analyzer, you will still need to know at the very least your break-even prices. So of course you might find yourself in a position to increase your price as well. Happy days if you're in that situation, that's great. But you still need to make sure you're being competitive and that you're within the fair pricing policy, and you'd use the same tools to change your prices. So your first port of call will be in Manage Inventory, and you enter and save your new price. There, Amazon will display the low price for each listing too, but it won't show you whether it's an FBA or an MF seller. So using BuyBot Pro, or at least the listings Amazon page, you can see who you are competing with. In the case of BuyBot Pro, you'll get a bit more than a list of sellers and their prices. You get more information, but either way, you'll be able to decide who you want to compete with. So you can also use the seller app, which is you can see your competition and then you can price your product. In the listing page, you can see the competition and change your price in a couple of clicks. So deciding what price is obviously the most important decision when manually pricing. So on listings with lots of sellers, and often those with only a few, changing a price can trigger other sellers to change theirs. And this makes manually pricing tricky and obviously time consuming. So chasing that low price not only digs into your profit, but it also affects the integrity of the listing, because as sellers race to the bottom, the less likely it will be to recover to a healthy and a profitable price. Patience is often required on listings, and analysing a listing properly will often prove its price will bounce back. So using historic analysis, you can easily spot periods of increased sellers and lower price, and then equally prices rising again when sellers drop off. And that's usually the case when an item is put on sale at regular intervals by a major retailer. So more sellers buy, they sell out, and then those who've held their price can profit later on. And it goes for Amazon selling on a listing too. So if you have the historical data for a listing, you can find patterns and be able to make better decisions on how you price a product and set realistic expectations. So holding may not always be possible for you in your strategy. You might need the cash flow. Maybe you've picked up a bad deal, or it's an old listing and you want to exit. So you need to manage your pricing as it shifts on the listing. So repricing manually is time consuming and not particularly effective. Nowadays, most competing sellers use automated reprices. Manual repricing is rare for online arbitrage sellers, as they will invariably have dozens, if not hundreds, of listings active. So as sellers have sold more and online arbitrage has become a more professional business, automated reprices have become the norm. So let's talk a bit about that. So what is a repricer and why do you need one? So the clue is in the name, but a repricer will change the prices of your listings automatically depending on the rules that a seller gives it. So millions of prices change every single day on Amazon. So if you want that buy box, you need to be able to keep up. It's important to keep up. Now, of course, getting the buy box isn't always the goal, but nowadays nearly all sellers will use a repricer, whatever their objective is. So a good repricer will run 24/7 without any input from the seller, and a great repricer will make you sales and profit at the same time. Amazon have a repricer within Seller Central, and it's free if you have the professional plan. You can access it from the pricing dropdown, and they call it automated pricing. It is limited to reacting to the buy box, whether it's above, below, or matching it, and it can be activated on any of your listings. It's free and you can access it easily, but serious sellers don't just rely on that. So take into account Amazon's number one priority that we've always said right from the beginning. And what is that? That's the customer. They want the customer to get the best price. So like all reprices, you can set your minimum and your maximum price, but allowing Amazon to control your prices will very likely see them go straight to the bottom. If prices are low on Amazon, they feel they're far more likely to get that customer back again and again and again, repeat customer. So what's the alternative, and why do sellers need a repricer? So manual repricer, often free. You control your prices, can be done from Seller Central and the Seller app. An automated repricer, time saving, quicker to react to price changes, you can manage multiple listings in one place, likely to create more sales, and easier to avoid pricing errors. So not all resellers are reprices are built the same, but they all manage your prices in one way or another, and it will mean more time to spend on the other parts of your business. Not only will you save time, but a repricer will very likely make you far more sales than you will manually pricing. So how? Well, it will react to the competing sellers when they or their repricer changes their prices. You'll usually be able to set up some rules for it to follow, so you'll need to set it up carefully to fit with your strategy. So if you want quick sales and potentially to lose a bit of profit margin, you'll be able to instruct it to chase a low price. If you're happy to be patient, then you may well be able to program some reprices to avoid tanking the price, or at least be able to set a higher low price and change it when the price starts to recover. So choosing the right one will require some understanding of what it will do and how. So most aren't a lot more sophisticated than Amazon's automated repricing, though it might make a run for the low price a little less quickly. But repricing shouldn't be like that. A repricer should manage prices and not simply drop them. So let's talk about getting a repricer that will make more profit. So managing prices means just that, making the right decisions in multiple situations to create a desirable outcome. So think of the great managers you've had, or even how you may have managed effectively. It's not just about making the easy decision, they make the right decision and make it look easy. So a great repricer will take your listing, look at all of the factors affecting the pricing, and make a measured decision on the price it sets to get that desired outcome. Not all repricers can do that, and even fewer will work in a manner to make sellers more profit. So the focus is usually on making sales, which for a lot of listings means dropping the price and then obviously resulting in losing profit. So seeing the prices on a listing drop can be disheartening, as your hard work sourcing profitable deals often looks wasted. You know, looking at listings as a living, moving entity will help see them as kind of fluid and a bit more flexible. So there are lots of reasons prices may drop, and sometimes quickly. So remember, it doesn't always mean that yours have to too. So there's quite a few reasons why prices might drop. So let's think of some of those. So a competing seller may have sourced cheaper than you, different supplier, voucher codes, store credit, gift card, something like that. New sellers often misunderstand fees and miscalculate margins. A seller might be dumping some old or remaining stock to release cash flow and then move off the listing. Different sellers have different profit expectations. Some sellers prefer a lower profit, high volume strategy, so they'll price low. And then most repricers, including Amazon's, will largely chase the low price and drag the listing price down. So spending time worrying about why other sellers might drop the price, however significantly, is wasting your time. You know, it's business, and emotion needs to be removed from your decision making as much as possible. With the right repricer, tanking prices won't make the impact on your success that you think it will. Reprices will all promise and often deliver sales, but few will focus on making profit and sales. It's not easy to achieve both. Having a repricer that does more than follow your instructions or has just a few kind of rudimentary strategies will give you a better chance at retaining your profit margin. So the only way reprices can react intelligently to what can be volatile pricing is with some clever AI that can watch and learn your listings. So Profit Protector Pro has built its own unique algorithms to maximize the ability of the AI it uses to focus on the key indicator, profit. So in manual and most automated repricing won't manage to achieve both additional profit and sales. Neither can react as quickly as the AI and Profit Protector Pro, so often miss the opportunity on competitive listings. More sales is great, but profitable sales is way better. So the standout reason Profit Protector Pro is chosen by sellers is the profit it generates through its strategies. It's flexible enough that there are rudimentary strategies available too, such as matching the buy box, penny under the buy box, or matching the low price. The pricing strategies that are successful in protecting and increasing profit are the ones driven by Profit Protector Pro's unique algorithms. A team of developers have designed them all in-house, and almost all resulting from requests and feedback from Amazon sellers and the scenarios that they find themselves in. So the list of strategy options is constantly growing, but they all have one focus, and that's to retain or increase the profit for users listing, whichever algorithmic strategy they choose to employ. So sellers can choose a different strategy for any listing, which, given every listing is completely unique, is invaluable. So let's talk a bit about what is a pricing strategy. So with Profit Protector Pro, you will essentially choose a strategy based on the balance between sales and profit. So you can ask for it to be aggressive and compete for the buy box, or passive, whereby you'll attain higher profit margins and pick up sales at a higher price. This may seem implausible if you've already tried manual repricing or even used another repricer, but the Profit Protector Pro Facebook group is filled with users bragging about it. The AI is frequently known to steal sales at higher prices than the low price or the buy box. And I'm going to talk a bit about the algorithmic strategies that make any pricing scenario a profit opportunity. So just some examples for you. There are things like the super aggressive dominator, which is sales focused, prices aggressively to achieve sales, but will drive that buy box price up when it's got the buy box. As I said before, ideal for buy box domination. Then you've got cautious sales enhancers, so still sales focused, but more likely to match the buy box before moving the price up. If you like to share the buy box and catch sales higher than it, occasionally it's perfect. Then you've got passive profit maximizer, which is all about profit. So expect slower sales, but you'll benefit from maximum profit on those sales, likely to sit above the buy box and great if you're biding a time on a listing. So they're kind of, you know, the two extremes and one in the middle, and there's some even in between those as well. So just really quick kind of examples for you. You can change your strategies on Profit Protector Pro as often as you like, but the longer you leave it to learn a listing, the more effective it will be for you. There are more rudimentary non-algorithmic strategies available too if you choose to focus in on one particular goal, but obviously they don't use the same AI, so won't be able to grab those sales quite as easily as the algorithmic ones. So having an overall strategy for your business is key, and working towards that criteria you'll have set on BuyBot Pro is still important for consistency. Then using Profit Protector Pro, you can break your overall strategy down into one specific to different types of listings. And this is the first step in becoming a business that can effectively manage a diverse inventory and a great way to grow your online arbitrage venture. So the website you manage your Profit Protector Pro account from is full of features and is a super easy portal to manage your repricing from. So before anything else, you need to integrate Profit Protector Pro into your Amazon seller account. Amazon and Profit Protector Pro have identifying keys that need to be connected so your inventory can be synced. It's super simple. Profit Protector Pro is set up to make your changes instantly, so once it's connected, Amazon will action their instructions as if you were doing so manually. It can take a few hours to sync your entire inventory if you have a lot of different ASINs, but once it's done, you're all set. And from there on in, your repricing instructions get sent instantly to Amazon. So with Profit Protector Pro, like all software, you need to set it up to work for your business and look how you want it to. So while Amazon is doing its thing, there's a little bit of admin, so you can head over to your account and my account settings and then check your details are correct, pop them in, select the marketplaces you'll be selling in. You're not committing to selling in them, just letting Profit Protector Pro, you'd like to see the data from the ones that you've chosen. Make sure you choose your main one. You can select a default strategy to make it easy to select the same strategy for all of your inventory if you ever need to. How you view your inventory will probably depend on how many marketplaces you sell in, but also your personal preference. So there's a tabbed view or a multi-view option, so have a play and find out which one suits your eye and your business best. There's also a couple of great workflow options to choose from to set up BuyBot Pro when you click through to a listing from Profit Protector Pro. Profit Protector Pro also offers for some what is a really powerful feature to help raise those prices, especially on listings with a handful of competing sellers. So sleep mode gives you the option to bump all of your prices to maximum overnight or whatever time period you select. So raising your prices in the quiet period overnight can prompt other sellers and their reprices to bring theirs up too. So then when Profit Protector Pro turns back on in the morning, it gets back to repricing, but potentially tackling higher prices than the day before, and it's definitely worth having an experiment with that one. In the min and max automation page, you can set up some automatic pricing rules when you add products to your inventory. And this is particularly useful if you've become a demon sourcer and you've added lots of different products in a sourcing session. So setting up your minimums and your maximums to automate will mean that in one click on Profit Protector Pro, it will calculate them for you. This is super useful if you set criteria you want to price to. So enter what you consider your typical requirements and then use that feature when you feel it's appropriate for a listing. If you're super strict on what you'll accept, there's a button to apply it to your entire inventory. One thing to be aware of when setting your maximum price, whether automating or manually choosing them, is not to set them too high. So Amazon have a fair pricing policy and will suspend a listing if it's priced what they deem as too high, so make sure you're being realistic. Profit Protector Pro will also work at your break-even for products when you enter the buy price for them. So in the break-even settings, using the information you've entered into BuyBot Pro when you set it up, you can have it apply to your listings in Profit Protector Pro. Break-even is obviously a key number to help you manage your individual items, so make sure you fill out that page and keep it accurate. If you have any questions while you're setting up, just jump onto the Profit Protector Pro Facebook group or email the support team at info@profitprotectorpro.com. Now let's talk about your fate on Profit Protector Pro. So as you gain confidence with Profit Protector Pro, you may find you have listings that require a more customized approach. Now there are regular features added as users provide feedback and ideas, and there are two that give those sellers who like to tinker a touch more control. One of the big advantages of automated repricing is avoiding mistakes easily made when manually repricing. So the custom strategies feature allows for some semi-automated pricing, so your specific requirements, but with a little buffer of protection when you set one up. So setting up a custom strategy requires working through a wizard, ensuring that you don't accidentally misprice a product. It's super simple and it talks you through it. You can adopt any Profit Protector Pro strategy. You can set your own price or your ROI, ignore different types of sellers, and set various rules for your strategy to follow. Whether you want to apply a set time scale or an event that triggers a change, you can manage it from there. It's probably for sellers who've used the algorithmic strategies for a while and familiar with how it works, but it can be useful for the odd awkward listing. Amongst the newer features to arrive in Profit Protector Pro is automations. So this gives you a little more control than you get with custom strategies. In fact, you can use any strategies you've created within your automation. So basically, as the custom strategies, you follow a wizard, it's super simple and talks you through it. So whether you want to go aggressive for a couple of days and then return to a more passive approach, or change the required ROI after selling a certain number, you can take a more hands-on approach without losing the benefits of an automated repricer. The vast majority of sellers, though, just allow the AI to do its thing and make them profit as they sleep, work, or play. In fact, Profit Protector Pro will calculate the profit it's made you above the buy box with the boost display, which you can see on your at the top of your Profit Protector Pro account. If you source effectively and watch over your pricing carefully, you can make profit manually repricing, but it's uncommon to make sales above the buy box. More than 80% of all sales on Amazon are made through the buy box. Considering not all listings have a buy box, that is a crazy statistic. So without the power of algorithmic strategies, it's really rare to get the buy box without being in the right place at exactly the right time. Next time you're manually repricing, have a look at what happens on a listing with several sellers when you move the price down. The ones that follow you to the bottom are almost certainly using a repricer, but the ones that don't are probably using Profit Protector Pro. Let's talk a bit about the extensions and integrations of Profit Protector Pro. So there's a few alternative ways to access Profit Protector Pro than the website, and a couple of them can really streamline your workflow. So first of all, you can access Profit Protector Pro straight from any Amazon product page, which is a super powerful feature. So with the main website, you need to wait for Amazon before you can set repricing rules for a new product that you're adding to your inventory. With the Chrome extension, you can do it at the time you source it. You don't even need to buy it, but you can set it up ready in Profit Protector Pro. If you do so, it starts making profit from the moment it's live. All of the functions you need for a new listing can be entered without needing to go to the Profit Protector Pro webpage. So in seconds, you'll have set up your repricing, and in a lot of cases, you may never have to look at it again. You can find it in the Chrome Web Store. Just log in when you've installed it, and it will pop up at the top of any Amazon listing. Then there's the integration with BuyBot Pro. So the BuyBot Pro panel shows up on every Amazon listing, and you might have spotted a Profit Protector Pro section. So as with the Chrome extension, you can box off your repricing settings at the time of sourcing. The advantage of the BuyBot Pro integration over the Chrome extension is that BuyBot Pro is customizable, so you can move the different features up and down the panel and have the ones you need where you want them. So if repricing is the main thing you do, stick it at the top. Both will unquestionably speed up your new listing process, one less step to do when you're prepping and sending your stock into Amazon. Profit Protector Pro is also the first repricer to have an app anywhere. So as with the extension and BuyBot Pro integration, it's fully functional. So not only do you not need to be on the Profit Protector Pro webpage to reprice, you don't even need to be at your desk or at your laptop. Everything is mobile nowadays. That only Profit Protector Pro have taken their repricing mobile. So adopting a repricer is a step nearly all sellers have taken, because competition in Amazon has increased, and in the case of Profit Protector Pro, users have, you know, in their users, they haven't looked back. So the automated pricing feature in Amazon no longer has the capability to keep you competitive, and the focus for many open market repricers is on making sales and not profit, as I've said before. So Profit Protector Pro has been developed by Amazon sellers after becoming frustrated with the one-dimensional approach of what was available. The developers and owners are active in the Facebook group and welcome feedback and ideas to make sellers' workflows and therefore profits much better. The proof is in the features that Profit Protector Pro offers, and most of them are by request from the Facebook group. Even if you didn't make more profit using a repricer, you can create a lot more time to focus on your sourcing and analysing. But you will make more profit, and Profit Protector Pro is the only one who puts it front and center. Next time, on day 6, we'll talk about some scenarios we hope that you don't face, but also a couple of key factors that will contribute the most to growing your business. So things like ungating, accessing more categories and products, account health, what it is and how to maintain it, and suspensions, so threats to your account and how to deal with in those scenarios should they arise. In the meantime, get selling those ASINs, as now you will be making profit from them. If you've missed any of the previous days, you can catch up at the Online Arbitrage podcast and make sure that you have all of the information you need in order to kickstart your online arbitrage business. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.